chairperson of the National Peace Council, Most Reverend Professor Emmanuel Asante, has been speaking about the transitional process, Ghana's democracy, and the way forward. Professor Asante suggests that although politicians have the best ideas, the citizens should work together as one people. Professor Asante spoke with George Sapo on Unique Breakfast Drive.
It comes with education, and I have said that, you know, our education must start from the one in kindergarten, you know, where we need to instill in our young people the need to live and let others need live. Mm-hmm. Tolerance, political tolerance, the fact that all of us may not have the same idea, but at the end of the day, we can come together in the interest of the nation. Unity and diversity, the unity that expresses itself in diversity, these are key issues. I would wish that in our curriculum, this will be instilled into it so that models young people look up to will go and speak to them, and then we'll talk our talk, demonstrate it in public for people to know what is actually happening. For political bigotry, the fact that in this country, somebody belongs to party A and he sees you moving with somebody belonging to the other opposition party, being friendly to that person, and you are labeled.
Exactly.
And I think it shows that our political culture is so immature that we should not be doing that. After all, we are first. We are Ghanaians before these parties came into being. George, for those of us who lived from Kwame Nkrumah's time until now, we have seen political parties come and go, but Ghana has always been there. And I think we need to have a course of nationalism in our schools, teaching our people to love the country beyond ethnic, religious, and even political division.
You heard Most Reverend Professor Emmanuel Asante. He's chairperson of the National Peace